Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That guy in Cleveland responding to our conversation about, is there such thing as a guilt-free win this year? Meaning that if the Browns win on Sunday, will you not then think, well, you might have just hurt your draft positioning? And that guy in Cleveland saying, to at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, at this point, I just want to see a good game. Win or lose doesn't matter to me because we're not making the playoffs. And I think it'll be interesting whether, I mean, if they won the next two games, it'd be really interesting to see how quickly people start doing the math. But yeah, I mean, I think everybody thinks this season is lost until the Browns do something that none of us think that they can do. And I think, you know, we were also having the 4-4 versus 0-8 conversation from here on out.
Yeah.
And we both kind of pointed out, like, everybody's making these sweeping kind of generalizations about the Browns coaching situation or Andrew Berry's future. And the reality is you're doing this at 2-7. I think it's easy to give the vote of confidence then. If they get to 2-15, it's going to be really interesting to see how they handle that. And Diana Rossini and Chase Daniel, former NFL quarterback, of course, Diana with The Athletic, they were on the Scoop City podcast. And I was actually surprised at this answer because they were going through all the coaching situations in the NFL. And I was surprised that this was kind of Diana's rundown of the Browns situation.
There are very few coaches and GMs right now in football that I would say right now are safe. Like, where I feel so comfortable saying that. I don't feel really comfortable saying that just yet. I don't. I just think it's too
early
for some of these
teams. You're dropping bombs
without
dropping bombs.
I don't know if that's a bomb. I think you look at how this is.
How could you not want Stefanski, though, in my opinion? Two-time coach of the year?
Two-time coach of the year.
You know what I mean?
A phenomenal play caller. Yeah. A great leader. But sometimes in these scenarios, owners don't really care about any of that. They want to see production. And if you don't win, and this is why this is such a stressful career choice for these guys, because if you don't get that win, nobody cares. Ask Robert Saleh right now, who I'm sure would love to get back in.
How much does the two-time coach of the year thing inflate Stefanski's stock?
Because, I mean, it's been the only thing, Nick.
I mean, it seems like, well, it's the lead.
Every time.
Like, I think if we were talking about, like, if I was a pro Stefanski
literally
guy.
Every time, though.
I'm Switzerland. I know, like, there are things
I don't
that
know
I
that
like.
You're Switzerland.
Well, no, just because I actually call them out on stuff, like, I'm sorry, that's an indictment on people who either have a personal relationship with him or who basically don't want to rock the boat. And you're neither, by the way, but I'm just saying, like, I think there are a lot of people saying the thing because they're afraid that somebody on Twitter might be mean to them about Kevin Stefanski. But the truth is, like, I'm Switzerland. I don't want him gone yet. I'm annoyed a lot about this season. And I think he is getting a pass for this season, which is probably why I'm so annoyed and so vocal about Kevin.
Okay.
But when it comes to this, if I was Mr. Stefanski, if I was pro Stefanski,
yeah,
how do you not lead with a play calling thing?
That should be the ace up your sleeve. Like, well, that's the best thing that he does.
But the fact that it isn't tells me that I think the generalization is the thing that carries water with this cat is the two-time coach of the year. And if that's truly his value, it's the thing I do not care about.
No, I just think it's a part of it. I think it's a part of the conversation. I think it's a part that, I mean, how many phone calls have we taken where people do lead with two-time coach of the year? It's not what's going to keep him his job. It's going to be the play calling stuff. It's going to be the other parts of it. Unfortunately, right now, Nick, the other parts of it don't look that good.
Well, and the other big thing is, so, like, I actually agree. Kevin is a great play caller. I don't think that should keep your job as a head coach, by the way.
No, like, it might mean you're a good offensive coordinator, and it might mean there's a lot that that could mean.
Now, granted, the Browns have had a lot of head coaches that were offensive from the offensive side of the ball who weren't good play callers in Cleveland. Hugh Jackson was supposed to be a good play caller, came to Cleveland. Apparently, you need talent for that.
Yeah.
But I the weird thing was when she said a great leader.
Yeah, that caught me by surprise, too.
Because, I mean, I just, the things that I've heard that maybe Kevin isn't the best at, one of them is communication. Like communicating dissemination of the message, right? Hey, this is what we're going to do this year. I think when you start to realize and hear the push or hear the fact that the organization at points or the players, the locker room and the coaches don't always seem to be on the same page, I think some of that is communication. And I think part of this season, like that weird wonky thing where Kevin was like, yeah, Deshaun's going to play in the preseason. And Deshaun's like, I don't know, am I? Like, I think some of that's on Kevin. I think there are points where Deshaun legitimately didn't know. Communication to me is one of the biggest tent poles of leadership.
Yeah, I never gave him an A-plus in that category. I've never felt like he was the guy that players wanted to run through a brick wall for.
Yeah, that's another great way to define it as well.
Like, no one's confusing him for Tony Robbins. Let's put it that way. But when you hired him, you knew that's who he was, though. You know, when you hired him, you knew he wasn't going to be that guy. Like, when you hire Jim Harbaugh, you know the quirkiness, you know the leadership that you get, you know everything attached to hiring Jim Harbaugh. When you hired Stefanski, you were hiring an offensive coordinator whiz. You were hiring someone that you thought was going to be a very good OC-type mind and then was going to be able to fill in the gaps. And it's been 5 years. We haven't seen him fill in the gaps.
Yeah, I mean, he's a .500 coach.
Yeah.
That's who he is. He's a .506 winning percentage now. And why that's relevant is they're 2-7. So he's only, quote unquote, 5 games below .500 here this year. So that means like you were just a titch over .500 in the first place before this bad season. So by the end of this season, you could be below .500. And I know winning percentage isn't the end all be all.
Right.
But 5 years in, if we had said 5 years ago, because this is the thing that drives me crazy. Because it always goes to But, 2-time coach of the year. But look, he's had success in Cleveland and nobody has. Okay, but if we go back 4 years, now going on 5 years, and said one playoff win, 2 playoff runs, and 3 losing seasons, I don't know we would expect him to get the 6th year, and nobody's pointing that out yet, even if in her way, I mean, Diana is saying, yeah, I don't think he's safe.
No, they haven't caught hip to it. But it's something I took flack for before the season got underway. Because in the NFL, you just don't get 5 years with one playoff win and to keep your job. Like, that was something I almost sounded like a broken record. And people hated it because he just got the extension and people are, oh, he's so safe. Extensions don't mean anything. Jimmy Haslam spends $20 million on sports complexes in the city. Like, he's got a lot of money. The extension doesn't mean anything to an NFL head coach. He was always going to be this way if the season went down this way.
And it was so interesting because one of the other things that Diana has said was that the style of coach that is in vogue this offseason is the Mike Vrabel. It is the leader of men. It is the culture guys.
Well, and I think a lot of that is based off of what we just saw with Jim Harbaugh, by the way.
Yeah.
It's always what's in vogue right now is part of what you're seeing be successful. And you're watching Harbaugh in the blink of an eye, the way Harbaugh's always done, by the way. But in the snap of a finger, he's been able to have the Chargers be in a completely different team.
And I think, you know,
Dan Campbell, another one of these guys, too, by the way.
And so I think their success really matters. I also think, If leadership isn't a strength, and if you're not naturally a great leader, this is the kind of situation where it gets exposed the most. Because let's be honest here, guys, if they end up 2-15, they shouldn't have ended up that way. It doesn't mean they should be, but it doesn't mean they should have been a playoff team. We could have patently been wrong. This is not me trying to spin a yarn to show people, hey, see, we were wrong about it. No. But this going, do you realize how hard it is to go from 11-5 to 2-15?
Do you know how hard it is just to go to 2-15 in general?
Yes.
Like there are teams that try to go 2-15 and can't even pull it off.
Order of operations matters,
into
though.
Some wins.
Like, you've got 4 years to establish culture. And to get to this bad.
Yeah. It's mind-blowing.
This is stunningly bad.
When you think you have a Super Bowl roster and everything is set up perfect for you this year, and then to go 2-15 is, it's mind-blowing.
And I think the narrative that will be starting to be spun as this goes on is something you pointed out in our pre-show when we were talking, that there's a chance that this thing, by the end of it, if they do go 2-15 or 3-14, whatever it is, 4-13 don't look much better, but it's at least two more wins down an impossible stretch. There's going to, that narrative of Stefanski dug his own grave by bringing Vrabel in and having that in the locker room, of having somebody who looks and is a culture coach be some nebulous assistant while you're going through the biggest struggle of your career. Yeah, I think that stark contrast, it's got to be impossible not to see if you're in Berea and your leadership.
I mean, I just wonder. I wonder if Jimmy Haslam, you know, sees Vrabel and sees him up close and personal and probably is wowed by him the way that a lot of people have been wowed by Vrabel in his life. Sees that, and then it's odd because, you know, a lot of people gave Stefanski a round of applause when he brought Vrabel in. It was like, all right, you're letting the local kid coach the team that he grew up rooting for, and that's very nice, but you're stacking together good head coaches, and you can never have too many good head coaches. And out of the corner of one other part of the NFL world was the people saying, oh, no, like that's nice that you're doing that, but you don't have to do people favors like that. Like, you know that guy's going to be coming for your job. And lo and behold, how many weeks later, now we see the guy in... I don't think it's a coincidence that he's getting more responsibilities, it seems like, in Berea. And if the Haslams are around the way they are, they're seeing what's going on.
Well, and I just think, like, I just think these 5 years with Stefanski have showed me the importance of the culture coach, the guy who is the CEO, the guy who is a natural leader. Because, I don't know that Kevin is a bad leader, but I don't think he's a natural leader. I think he's a naturally nice guy. I think he's naturally a really, really brilliant football mind when it comes to X's and O's.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I think he is a guy who I think has some good tendencies about him, just overall, things that I don't see. I'm sure there are those things. But he's not a culture guy.
Well, but he didn't get hired by accident, too. The stretch 5 years ago, think about it. Sean McVay, I don't think Sean McVay is a great culture guy necessarily, but Sean McVay, when he first got hired in Los Angeles, it was him and it was Wade Phillips, and they were equal part offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, combo head coach.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like a lot of people have tried to do that as well. Same setup you have right now in Cincinnati, and it might end up getting Taylor fired, but same type of setup. Strong offensive coordinator, strong defensive coordinator. They share a lot of those responsibilities. I mean, even in Green Bay, like all those type of guys, the guys that got hired because they're offensive coordinator geniuses, we're just seeing it kind of go away in recent years relative to some of the Dan Campbells, the Jim Harbaughs, the big personality guys.
Well, and I just think, like, you're in a division where two teams win almost every year, and it's with two culture guys in Harbaugh and Tomlin.
Right.
Right. Tomlin was 1 year as a defensive coordinator. John Harbaugh never was a special teams coordinator that became a defensive back coach for like 2 years, and that got him bumped up. Those are culture guys. They win every year, you've had the fluctuating of 11 wins and 8 wins with offensive guys, and I think you're great to point out the Cincinnati thing.
I wonder, we know you can get it done. We know you can. Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota isn't a great culture guy necessarily. Brian Flores, you would think, would be the stopgap there, the defensive coordinator, but Brian Flores, asked Tua what he thinks about Brian Flores. You know, like some teams are able to pull it off. Browns just don't seem like they're one of those.
216-474-0092. As we have the conversation today, the question is, do the Browns need more of a cultural head coach? And I think that leads to whether or not Stefanski might have dug his own grave by having Mike Vrabel still around. Whether Mike Vrabel would be the next head coach or not, that and there's another thing Diana had to say. And again, she refused to say or didn't say that Stefanski was safe going forward. That's noteworthy given how plugged in she is on that. She threw out a significant number in terms of coaching openings for this next year. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. Hey guys, Nick Wilson here. Big weekend in Cleveland in the NBA. We're going cupping, going streaking. We're all doing it together. And FanDuel, well, FanDuel is America's number one sports book for a reason, and they want you to catch all the action all season long, not just here in Cleveland. Because FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beaters, place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of our friends at FanDuel. You guys know I love me some FanDuel, whether I'm there for Friday First or Hump Day Parlays or just a great slate of college football or NFL or NBA. Whatever I do it on FanDuel, and you can too. Just visit FanDuel.com/Wilson. That's FanDuel.com/Wilson.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.